This morning's message is from that gospel lesson we read just a few moments ago. Jesus said, "In those days after that tribulation, the stars will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. And the stars will be falling from heaven and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory." Dear friends in Christ, today is the last Sunday of the church year, and on this day we're reminded that Judgment Day is approaching. And on that day we will actually see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power, with great glory. The Bible makes clear that Jesus is coming again to gather His elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. The one who actually created the world, the one who redeemed and restored the world by His death and His resurrection, is coming back. And as we confess in the creeds, He's coming back to judge the living and the dead in perfect justice. Now, it's been almost 2,000 years since Jesus promised to return. And that makes it seem highly unlikely to people today, including Christians, that Jesus is coming anytime soon. But our text gives a very vivid, vivid picture. Jesus promises to return in visible glory and with great power. And when He returns, everybody will know that Jesus of Nazareth, the one who lived 2,000 years ago, who died on the cross, who was buried and rose again, has returned. He is Lord over all, the very Son of God, the Messiah, the Savior of all mankind. And one day He indeed will return for all to see. And that's our focus this last Sunday of the church year, that the promise of Jesus' second coming actually allures, alerts, and assures us when He comes. Now, in our text, Jesus kind of puts it all in perspective. As we know it, the world is temporary. Its days, well, kind of like ours, are numbered. There will come a time. Think about it. Everywhere we look, we can see this. We get reminders. I mean, gray hairs, right? Weak knees, muscle pulls. When we get a muscle pull, every day I seem to be making more and more noise when I get up. All of these things, you know, machines break, toys fall apart, the computer locks up. Everybody loves it when your computer locks up. Sometimes I wonder if I'll ever make it through the day. Now, Jesus and His disciples are in Jerusalem for what would be the Lord's last Passover. In the verses just before this text, the disciples, it's the text we had last week, the disciples are marveling over the temple there in Jerusalem. They're saying, "What fine stones, what great buildings, and this wonderful architecture." And Jesus tells them then that it's all going to be destroyed. He actually says that not one stone will be left upon another. He basically is telling him nothing lasts forever. The disciples, of course, are naturally upset about it, so they asked Him when this is actually going to happen. Jesus then tells them about the destruction of Jerusalem, which happens at around 70 AD. And then He took that moment just a step further. He points the disciples ahead to the day, to the times that would precede the last day. And the end, of course, the end of the world is always kind of has a certain allure for us. And Jesus' disciples, well, they respond in a very understandable way. They want to know when. When is this going to happen, Jesus? When is all this going to take place? That's still, of course, what seems to fascinate most people about the last day, about the apocalypse, if you will. Why have a judgment day and the end of the world? I mean, why have judgment day and the end of the world always been kind of attention grabbers for us? To the world, of course, if you talk about the end of days, they kind of look at it maybe with the roll of their eyes, but you know, there are some things that about the judgment day that we all know. There's going to be a flash. In a flash, all people are going to see Jesus. Now, don't ask me how that happens. I have no idea how everybody around the whole globe is going to see Jesus. But it says that it will happen, and it will. But there's some things about Judgment Day that we don't know. And one of those things, and probably the biggest thing, is we don't know when it's going to happen. And throughout history, people have been trying to predict the end of the world. You know, all the time, the end of the world. The guy with the long hair sitting on the city street corner, the comic that cartoon you've always seen, with the long beard, and he looks like a prophet, and he's got the sandwich board and says, "The end is near," type thing. There's so many predictions about it, but the one thing we know is that we are never going to know when that day is going to take place. And Jesus even says, don't believe them if they are predicting the end is near. Don't believe them. And he puts it this way, he says, but concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven. Now, while we don't know when the last day is going to come, Jesus actually does give us a little bit of insight. We know that we always have to be alert for Jesus' return, because he continues. He says, be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It's like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. See, Jesus wants us to be alert, to keep on guard, to keep watching for him to come at any time. And he underscores it with this illustration that we have. Now, in this illustration, in this parable, this little mini parable, if you will, Jesus is the man, the church is the house, and we believers are the servants. The first point that Jesus makes with this picture is that we in the church are to be on guard, to stay alert, to be ready for his return at any moment. We just don't know. Now, the first century Christians, those that had heard these words and those on what the apostles told them afterwards, they thought that Jesus was going to return in their lifetime. They lived in that hope, in that expectation. They kept watching. They kept waiting and longing for his appearing. But the message for us today, well, it's the same as it was for those in the first century. You don't know when he's going to return, so always be ready. Jesus even says in Luke 21, but watch yourselves lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. Jesus says, take care. See, Jesus tells his followers exactly what they can understand, and he does the same for us. For us Christians, life is full of trouble each day precisely because we are Christians. It happens to us because we're Christians. But we can understand this too when Jesus says, the one who endures to the end will be saved. We don't walk on this troubled path by ourselves. We're not alone. Jesus walks with us as we wait and we watch. The Holy Spirit empowers us to make a witness before all of those who hate and persecute him. All of those who the Holy Spirit empowers us to give answer to those who would persecute us. We'll be given words of proclamation to speak to those who would persecute and martyr us. You can endure to the end. You and I both can endure to the end because Jesus lived, he died, and he rose again for you and for me. We can endure because Christ endures to the end as well. So are we paying attention to the signs these last days? Are we going along with the current? Or are we fighting the good fight of faith? In the epistle today, Jude actually directs us to be built up in our holy, in our most holy faith, is what the way he says it. Keeping ourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring us into eternal life. The one thing we know for sure, we may not know the day or the hour, but the one thing we can always know is that Christ is coming. He is returning. And when he does, you will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and with great glory. In the end, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's there. For no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. Nobody can imagine what God has prepared for his people, for those who continue to believe in him. You see, for those who trust in Christ alone, this isn't a terrifying time. For you and me, the end of days is not terrifying. It may look terrifying around us. The stars falling from the sky, the moon blackened, the moon darkened. All of these things, these signs of the last day. But it's not terrifying for us. It's actually wonderfully assuring. We can await his coming with joy because he assures us that he comes with life, with forgiveness, and with hope. And he comes to put sin and death in their eternal places once and for all. So be assured by his words and stay ready for the day of the Lord. By undergirding your life with these words of the Lord. You see, Jesus has daily Jesus comes to us daily with his comfort, with his gifts and his blessings that he pours into our life as he cares for us with his word and his sacraments and calls us to a new and glorious life with him. Heaven and earth, as he says, will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The word of the Lord indeed endures forever. And it endures forever so that we, you and I, and all of God's people can endure to the end. So put on the armor of God. As you have been forgiven, forgive. As you are loved by God, share that love with others. As he serves and cares for you, serve and care for your neighbors. And as you have received this good news of salvation in Jesus Christ, share it with others so that they too might know him and be their Savior in the mansions that he has prepared in heaven. And as you are comforted, comfort others. Live as believers who already belong to eternal life because you do. You do belong to eternal life. And this is eternal life, that you know the only true God, Jesus the Messiah, whom he has sent. Yes, the day of the Lord is coming. Absolutely. The signs are all around us. We're living in the last days. And it won't be easy. But as I said to the children earlier, don't be afraid. You need not be afraid. Christ is coming soon. And in his righteous judgment, he's going to take you and me and all believers to be with him at his side. And until then, he is at your side. Christ is coming. And now, with the last words of Jude in our epistle lesson, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen and amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, now and always. Amen.